Pleased to be joined by interim head coach John Worthington. We'll start again with Catherine Hannah from BBC Radio Leeds.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, John. Obviously, the Burton game didn't go how anybody wanted. So in light of that, how have you approached the last few days with your players?
I think we addressed the game. Disappointed is an understatement, I think. And the players are well aware of that as well. And some of the things were acceptable. And I won't accept that. And we've talked about that this week, and all we can do is focus on the next game, which is Friday. Game's coming close together. I think it's really important that we really have to have a reaction and get the front foot on tomorrow.
Can you put your finger on why just collectively everybody seemed to have an off day? Is it a mindset problem, or what do you put it down to?
No, I don't know the answer. It was a difficult day, I think. Unfortunately, there has been games this throughout the season where this has happened, and that's we have to put it right. We have to just focus now on the next game, and we have to put it right at home.
Just talking to Lars Sorensen there, and he said that sometimes when matches have gone wrong this season, they go really wrong. Is that something that you have to, or how do you try and address that? That if there is a setback or you go a goal behind, to respond to that immediately rather than letting it spiral into a game that then gets out of control?
Yeah, I think we have spoke about those things. I mean, every team in the country will go down at some point and go 1-0 down or 2-0 down, and it's the response and how you react and how you. Not everyone's going to be. It's going to be vocal. It's not going to be everyone who's has to be a leader and drag people along in terms of from a vocal perspective. But you can drag people along by leading by example and doing the things that's expected on the pitch of you. And I think that's the thing. Find out what you can bring to that party when in difficult moments of the game, and everyone's will be slightly different. But ultimately to get the outcome that we're trying to get.
Yeah, has that changed? It was something that, again, we've talked to Lass about. It was something that I think the chairman talked about in his latest video diary, that there's a lot of nice lads in the team, but are they maybe a bit too nice, but too quiet in the locker room, to use the chairman's phrase?
I think we have got a group of good people, nice people, and that's fine. And absolutely, of course, you want that in terms of an environment and a culture. But you have to have winners. You have to have people who can step up in difficult moments. And I think that's every dressing room has to have that. And it's really important that we get the right balance for that to be able to turn things around in difficult moments.
And have you got players, enough of those players that have got that kind of mentality about them?
I think with where we're at, we need more. We do need more. I think that's a fact. I think everyone can see that. Is the characters? Absolutely. Can people bring certain strength to that? Absolutely. But I think we need more, and I think we all know that.
Again, referring to the chairman's video diary this week, he's talked about there needs to be big changes over the summer. Do you think a big refresh is coming, and is that needed?
I think ultimately we're in a position in the table where we don't want to be, and ultimately, if we have to bring more players in the summer, then that's what it has to be to get us to where we all want to be collectively, as fans, as people who work at the club. I think that's what will have to be done.
Yeah, a lot of players out of contract as well. Do you sense that that's maybe on a few people's minds at the moment?
I think every individual deals with things differently. I've been out of contract myself, so I do understand that uncertainty of what's happening. But ultimately, players have to be as professional as possible, whether they're getting a contract at Huddersfield Town or elsewhere. It's when they're on the pitch, there's eyes on them, and they have to perform, and that's just the nature of the game we're in.
How did you handle it then when you knew a contract was coming to an end? The expectation is that if you thought you might be out of a job in a few months' time, you'd be giving absolutely everything to make sure that you were indispensable. Are you seeing enough of that?
I think, if you're talking about myself, that was just me at my personal every time I stepped on the pitch, whether I'm in contract, out of contract, because that's just my personal standards and drive as a person. And I think everyone is slightly different, but ultimately that's the mindset that every player should be having when they go onto the pitch, yeah, Regardless of contract status.
Presumably those conversations haven't taken place yet then. It's not that people already know that they might be having to look elsewhere.
I think in terms of all the I'm not involved in any of that process. I'm just involved in coaching the team and trying to get the best out of the players.
And getting a result against Cambridge, who are absolutely fighting for their lives in the same way that Burton were, really. Do you take anything from the Burton game and where it went wrong that you can apply to make sure that doesn't happen against Cambridge?
Well, I don't think we can take anything from the Burton game because it wasn't acceptable, and we know that wasn't acceptable. Every team, for some reason, will be fighting, and just like we're fighting, still fighting to get into the playoffs. Teams are fighting to survive, and that's you know, the league's unforgiving. That's what it is, and every time you step on the pitch, you've got to be expecting a challenge, and that'll be no different from Friday to Stockport on Monday.
Yeah, have you been in that position personally where you've been in a team that you know that this could be the day that we drop out of a division? Equally, you know, this could be the day that we get back in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think I've been on both sides, but ultimately it's the same mentality. Every game you go into, you should be focused on trying to win regardless of what your situation is from the team.
It is hard at the moment for lots of reasons, and there does seem to be this disconnect between quite a few of the fans and the club. Obviously, a lot of talk about season card prices, where are we going next season, what is the bigger picture? That sense that, is the season slipping away? How do you rebuild that connection with four really important games to come?
Start by winning on Friday. I think that's the first and foremost. Start by winning because it's about points. That's the most important thing. And then secondly, a performance of a fight, of being on the front foot, of trying to show the supporters, that we all care, which I know they do, and I think ultimately those are the first things that we can do for the next four games.
Is it difficult to build that connection between players and fans? You know, back in the day when, you know, you were coming through the academy and the club had been in administration and there were all kinds of problems going off the pitch, and yet you went out there as academy players, homegrown lads, loads of you in the team and really driving things forward. Do you just sense that those days are gone? You don't have that anymore?
No, I don't think those days have gone. I think, you know, absolutely. I think, you know, the players want the connection with the supporters, absolutely. But the players and myself included, you have to earn that as well. And I think everybody understands that. And what you do on the pitch helps, as well as all the other things. But that's the most important thing about trying to, you know, get the fans behind us.
Thank you, John. Good luck.
Thank you.
Cheers, Catherine. We'll just come to Stephen from We Are Terriers.
Hi, John. Was it particularly frustrating on Saturday when you sort of get into the dressing room and see the other results, you know, Reading had drawn, Bolton had lost, that it was, you know, a missed opportunity there?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really look at the other results for quite a period after the game, to be honest, because I was just looking at us and focusing on what the disappointments and things that we should have done a lot better, really. I think, yes, on reflection after that, when you look at the results, but that's where we're at, and that's what's going to happen. There's going to be shocks. There's going to be results that people hadn't expected, and that's why going into this Easter period, and I've seen it. I've been in the game a long time. I've seen it a lot over a period of time. That the focus for us is if we get back-to-back wins, then the picture can change again very, very quickly, and that's what we're aiming to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's. I suppose it's in another sense, although it was a missed opportunity on Saturday. It does show you're not the only ones that are, you know, that have dropped points or can still drop points before the end of the season.
No, and I don't think that'll be the same for all the teams in this position, both at the bottom and at the top. And that's why it's so important that we keep focused, keep positive, we keep focusing on the next game and trying to kind of, and you know, making sure that we get the points.
Is it all about, yeah, as you say, making sure you don't, no one's giving up on it until it's mathematically gone?
No, no one's giving up.
That's all from me. Thank you.
Cheers, Steve. We'll just come to Leon Wadshaw from the Yorkshire Post.
Hiya, John. Hope you're okay. Yeah, obviously a very disappointing day last Saturday. I mean, you and your coaching staff can be angry, but did you see that enough, the anger from the players with each other? Cause as a manager, you want to see that as well, don't you, really? You know, the passion and the anger from the support from the players, because they're the ones who've got to sort it out ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, we had words. We did have words. I'm not going to lie, and I think, but like I said, I think not everyone's going to be a ranter and raver and a shouter. I think you can lead in different ways, and I think, yeah. But as long as you bring that to the party, you know, and I think, you know, everyone accepts that they didn't do that on Saturday, and we can't let that happen again.
Is going forward picking your sort of side for Cambridge's? It's obviously ability, but, you know, attitude, positive body language, is that going to all sort of come into it as well, you know, in terms of picking your side here, and the characters and leaders who want to do something about it?
100%. 100%.
And I was just going to say, I mean, I think you've touched on it as well, that if you can get a win and then there's a game coming quickly after, you can get momentum. There can be a shift in the space of 4 days, and you've got to look at it like that, haven't you?
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's got to be our driver, our motivation and our focus, really. And that's, and I think with the games in short space of time, I think that's why it's really, really important.
And I was going to ask you finally, I mean, you've obviously got still got a slim chance of the playoffs, and, you know, it still can be done, but it's importantly in these 4 games, you've got to give something back to these supporters, haven't you, by way of, you know, if you just miss out or you just get in 4 positive performances, hopefully with a few victories, and at least finish the season in the right fashion.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, until it's mathematically possible, we still believe we can get in there, and we'll be fighting for everything. But regardless of that, every time, you know, the players step out onto the pitch, cross that line, they have to show the best version of themselves, and that's massive. And you know, we cannot let that those standards drop.
Very best of luck, John. Thanks for your time.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. We'll see the majority of you tomorrow.